Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws his shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in a schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So the midget tells him, he says, "What, you think I wanted to be a 12-inch pianist?" Come on. That was a good one.
Was he?
No, it's a pianist. Pianist plays the piano. It's just a word for someone that plays the piano.
He thought he meant penis.
Yeah, I guess. What?
All right, I just don't think it's funny.
All right. Hey, Ben, welcome to Shoddy Radio.
Evening, fellas.
We're podcasting live on tape out of Pasadena, California. Chris and I are in Pasadena. But Ben, you're in Sacramento, California. Is that right?
I'm at the Sacramento studios of Shoddy Radio, Sacramento, California.
Overlooking downtown Sacramento.
I am in downtown Sacramento as we speak.
Beautiful view out there. Beautiful. Yeah, no, the reason I want to do that is for all our new listeners. Because on iTunes, we're picking up a lot of new listeners.
I ask you an iTunes question?
Absolutely.
When people subscribe on iTunes, is there any way that you know how many people are subscribed to that?
Well, no, kind of. iTunes has nothing to do with it, but there is a tracking device you can put on your website. And when iTunes, whenever anything is downloaded from your website, it'll show that someone has come to your website. And iTunes doesn't track that, but iTunes links to your website. So even when iTunes is uploading a podcast, you can be tracking it using your website tracker. So yes, but not through iTunes.
Can you give us and our listeners like a quick guesstimation of how many people probably listen to this show?
It's impossible to say how many people listen all the way through, but every episode we put out, we're like 5,000-10,000 people usually.
Realistically, what would the number be?
I mean, that are actually listening all the way through, probably 3,000 people. when they're not going to, a lot of people were not their taste.
This isn't worldwide, right? This is just regional numbers.
Yeah, these are regional numbers.
Do you think it's possible a lot of people get offended by our racial comments, slurring, and rape humor?
Well, that's why that's the reason that I'm saying that probably at least 2,000 of the people that upload an episode don't end up listening to it all the way through because, you know, they might just get turned off by some of our vulgar language. Actually,
they might get turned on by it.
I was thinking we should maybe we can try it this time. We could try doing a podcast where we don't swear at all because a lot of people say swearing is like, people use swearing as a crutch. You know what I mean?
Which I don't believe that's true.
Well,
do you think that we could, please the 2,000 listeners that may be offended, but not, ruin our integrity with our huge fan base that we already have?
Whew.
Our huge throbbing fan base.
Chris, I think you're missing the point of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
I hate when people say that, though. Like, Dave Coulier always says that, the guy from Full House. Or Dave Goulier, whatever his name is.
No, you're thinking of Robert Goulier.
Well, Robert Goulet says it, too. I don't agree with him either. I don't think it's a crutch to swear. I think comedians who aren't funny decide not to swear as a crutch or as an excuse. And blame everybody who's funny and swears as having a crutch. That's retarded. That's like the old Eddie Murphy joke where he comes out on stage and goes, "Fuck you, everybody! Fuck you! Good night, everybody! Suck my dick! Suck my dick! Good night!" You have to have material. You can't just swear. That be your only thing. That's ridiculous. I mean, you can be funny without swearing, but I just think you have to have funny material, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, my point was that we shouldn't swear this podcast, but you pretty much... ruined that one, Chris.
Oh, I didn't know we started yet.
No, we can start now. How about this? We'll not swear for the rest of this podcast. That is my promise to you.
The only reason I like to swear is because I swear a lot in real life and I probably do it too much, but it's natural. It's become natural to me. So if I'm gonna be funny or try to be funny, I have to be natural.
Right.
I gotta be me.
I know. I've always said that. Ben, opinions on this?
It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna say titty fuck twice this podcast, and then I'm gonna say wrap around rim job. I'm just gonna say rusty trumpet once.
Do you? Actually, I think we may be like, you could probably say.
The ironic thing is, you guys laughed as soon as I started swearing.
I know, you could probably say corn cob, because I think you may be ahead of like the swearing laws on that one. I don't think corn cob is a bad word.
I want to share with you my favorite Drew Carey joke.
All right.
It's not even really a joke. It's just like a social comment that I agree with. He's talking about how sometimes you can be funny without swearing. You can do a whole act without swearing and it can be funny. But there are some jokes and some situations that I don't care what you say, you have to be dirty. That's just the only way to give the punchline the power it needs. And you can fuck me with a crooked broomstick if I'm wrong.
I think that was in his book, right?
That's true.
Do you guys remember the first time you remember hearing a swear? Like, you remember thinking, well, that's a swear right there. Someone just said a swear.
I think all of us heard it way before we're old enough to.
But what I mean is, the first time you remember, like, thinking, oh, that guy just said a swear. Oh, oh boy. You know, like, you knew that guy said a swear.
Probably watching movies or something as a kid, right?
But you can't remember, like, the specific time. You don't have, like, a story of, like, a time when you heard, like, someone say a specific swear and you were like,
well,
wow.
I do remember.
Like a teacher maybe said a swear or.
No, I remember I was watching an adult film by myself and I masturbated that time.
No white stuff
came out.
Oh, God.
I remember there was a lot of cussing going on in that.
Are you being serious though? You do remember watching a movie? I remember one of my teachers said a swear one time when I was a little kid.
And accidentally?
You have to keep saying said swear.
I was going to keep saying it until one of you guys told me not to. But I remember when he said that swear, I was like, none of us could believe it. Like, the teacher got mad and said a swear word, and we all were like, oh my God, Mr. Hansen just said a swear.
Do you remember what the word was?
Damn.
Was he talking about Oroville Dam?
No.
Did you think that he could get fired if anyone
I
knew?
Did. I thought, like, you know, I got a good mind to roll over on you, Mr. Hansen. I could go straight to the principal and have your head.
And you'll do some serious jail time.
Do you guys remember, though, when we got to high school and some of the teachers would try to be a little edgy and like cool and they would say, they would swear and you could tell that they thought that they were like,
yes,
like relating with us or something. Like we would think that they were cool.
Yeah.
I said, God damn it or something.
I hated that. I felt like they were pandering to me.
Ben, do you remember, I think you were in this class with me. It was either U.S. history or world history. And the teacher, do you remember your teacher for U.S. history?
I don't know.
Maybe Mr. Bryant?
Oh, yeah, in junior high.
Oh, that was the junior? Okay, well, then I'm mixing the names up. In
Mr.
high school,
Bryant was in eighth grade.
Okay, well, this was in high school what I'm thinking of. We had some teacher who's kind of a younger guy, I don't know, early 30s, but younger for a teacher, and he was trying to get some street cred with us, and he was talking about, it was definitely world history, actually, and he was talking about how, you know, in popular music, there's often a lot of references to historical events throughout the world. I'm going to play you a sample of a song, a current song that has some really significant themes from Scottish history, and it was that song by the Cranberries, Zombie.
In your head, in your head, they are fighting with their tanks, their bombs, their bombs, their guns. In your head, in your head, they are dying. What's in your head?
Shut up.
In your head, zombie, zombie, zombie. Oh, oh, oh.
All right, are we not swearing now, or did we already start?
I didn't think we started yet.
No,
we're starting. But we haven't sworn either.
I just swore.
Yeah, Ben said a swear.
But I wanted to get one in. If we
that didn't get a laugh, though.
Yeah, from now on, no more swears. I won't say one swear.
Me neither.
Chris?
I won't say a swear.
And nothing offensive either.
Yeah, right? Nothing offensive. Let's do this. Well, I'm going to bring up a boring topic that Chris doesn't really want to talk about, but this is something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, right? Usually you bring up interesting topics that I want to hear about. this will be a nice change of pace.
Ben, do you believe that the universe is infinite?
I don't know if I've ever put much thought into that.
Ben, do you think love is forever? Do you believe in true love?
Well, do you believe in soulmates? See, I think you can have more than one soulmate, and I think sunrises are prettier than sunsets.
The soulmate, does that mean that your destiny is to be with one certain person?
Well, I mean,
is that what that means? What does that even mean?
That depends on the definition. Well, let me ask you this, Ben. Let me tell you a theory. Because if you believe that science and physics and everything knows as much as they claim to know, you can't really believe in free will, because there's no room for free will in that. Because we are nothing but particles and atoms, and atoms react to outside forces the way they will. So when you're born, you have a genetic makeup, basically, and you have a capacity for intelligence, and how you will end up is based on your interaction with basically the rest of the people in your life. But if you believe that they are all reacting to just forces of nature, then basically what I'm saying is everyone is already, their destiny is planned out, but it's just way too complicated for anyone to figure it out. But if we had a computer big enough, they could figure out what everyone is going to do for the rest of their lives. Like, let me give you an example. This is the example that I like to give. If you look at a screensaver on a computer, and you know how it like bounces around from corner to corner?
Yeah.
You can pretty much guess where it's going to go next, right? You can figure out the trajectory of it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you put two of them in there, you could probably figure out where they're going to go, but it would be more complicated because they're going to bounce off each other.
Yeah.
But if you put millions in there, you couldn't figure it out, but it could be trackable. But they're just going to bounce off each other in such weird ways, it would be too hard for you personally to figure it out. But if you knew enough math and you had a computer strong enough, you could figure out where they're all going to go.
I seriously just fell asleep a little bit. Did you see my head go down?
Yeah, I thought you were doing something else.
I understand what you're trying to say, but I don't understand why you think that means.
Well, it's not me that thinks that. I don't even know if I necessarily believe this.
Are you just playing devil's advocate?
Kind of. I was curious what you thought.
No, I really don't think anything is planned out.
Chris.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think anything's planned out, but we don't have free will either.
What do you mean? You mean like we...
I mean, we're the product of chance, and everything we choose is not really our choice because we didn't choose to be born to the parents that we were born to, and we didn't choose the specific situations that we've lived through exactly.
Right.
So free will can't really exist.
Our free will is only for what we can control, obviously.
But even that, even those decisions that you make, I agree with the argument that even every decision you make is just
affected by all of your past. Basically.
Exactly. So yeah, and I don't really think that the definition of free will, like most people define it, exists because...
Well, do you think that love is forever?
No, I don't even think there is a such thing as love.
Ben, love, is it forever?
Can we start cussing again?
Please.
Jesus Christ.
Or at least, how about this, a compromise. We won't cuss, but Danny won't talk.
All right, you guys
That way
go.
Everyone's happy.
I'll just laugh. You guys go on your own.
Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Oh, God, this is nice. This is already nice.
Dead air. Sounds great.
You know what? I'm not opposed to asking Danny not to laugh. I want to know what you think about that.
I like his laugh. Danny has a good laugh.
Yeah, he does.
Danny is like the Michael Jordan of laughing.
He could work on his singing voice. He could work on it by never using it. Danny is to singing. What? I can't think of a funny joke, so I'll just say Michael Jordan is to baseball. But that wasn't funny.
Danny is to singing what Danny is to comedy. Exactly. Okay, I think we need Danny.
Wait a minute, I got one more. Danny looks like... Danny looks like Howard Stern and Raggedy Andy had a baby and then peed on it. Okay, I'm done. Danny, did your feelings get hurt just now? You can talk.
Is he crying? I can't see him.
He's probably crying.
I just wanted to make sure I could talk. It was really hard for me to shut up that whole time. There were so many bad jokes I wanted to make. I'm not even kidding.
Like, really?
I was like overwhelmed. I felt like it was flooding over me. I felt like, you ever have to sneeze and you know there's like nothing you can do about it? That's what it felt like. Like, oh, it's so hard not to do this.
You should count to three. And then if you still can't stop your urge to tell the joke, you should tell it. Or maybe we'll change it to five.
I was almost to three, right, when you changed it to five. I was working on something bad.
That's not... We've been really mean to Danny, and it's so close to his birthday. It's not fair.
No, I don't... I wasn't offended at all. You know that. But I did, I did like seeing you guys flounder out there without me to carry the show. Just dead air.
I wouldn't go that far.
I bet if we prepped for just Chris for the Chris and Ben podcast, then it would be a hit.
I would call it the Ben and Chris podcast.
It'd be a smash hit.
Well, let's hear one. I want to hear it. Let's just no prepped. I'll be quiet. I'm just gonna be quiet and laugh. I want you guys to go for a couple minutes, not just making fun of me. Just go on your own. We're gonna end this podcast with me just laughing. So you guys take over for a while, pick a subject, go with it, and then end the podcast. And I'm just gonna laugh.
But making fun of you is the best part.
That can be the podcast. That you can do it making fun of me, but you guys have to go, but you can't have dead air.
But we have dead air when it's the three of us.
Okay, I'm going to respond to that, even though I was planning on being quiet. That's true, but not nearly as much dead air. And I want you guys to just finish this podcast on your own. I really think it'll be a growing experience for you too. So from now on, I'm not going to talk or say any more swears.
Sounds good. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing awesome, Ben.
Did I tell you that my father, Michael Shields, is now a listener to the Ben and Chris podcast?
Are you talking about Michael Shields from Shields Electric?
I am. Do you have any electrical needs or have friends that have electrical needs that may need to be electrified?
Well, just the other day, my friend Sean was asking me if I knew a good electrician, and
oh, really?
I told him I didn't.
Maybe you should call him up and tell him that you do now.
Well, he's listening. He's our only listener, so now he knows.
How did you not know one? You've even worked a day for Shields Electric, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember that.
You wore the shirt. I remember watching you swing a hammer. Was kind of funny. You're not the most coordinated hammer swinger I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, you're a nice guy. I like you. You're funny. Probably the funniest guy I've ever met. But when it comes to swinging a hammer, I know I'm better than you at that.
Well, I don't even remember. I guess I did swing the hammer that day.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, what was so bad about my hammer swinging?
Nothing was really. I don't know. You just watch a sport or something, and you see somebody do something, and it just doesn't look right.
Well, I have my own style.
You do. Your hammer swinging style was very unique to anything that I've seen in the construction world.
Well, I can't resist
that's
this.
That's how
You're
I stand
the,
out.
I can't resist this. You're the Julio Franco of hammers.
What?
That was for Ben.
Yeah, I get it. Julio Franco had a non-traditional batting stance. That's why that joke is funny.
Oh, okay. Was he? Wait a minute. Did he like hold the bat way over his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want the listeners to think that Chris holds the hammer way over his head.
Well, now I'm all self-conscious about my hammering skills. Thank you. Now I'm gonna
I'm
gonna go find some shit to hammer.
Oh, you do fine hammering. Like, you got the job done. You got the staples in the wall. I mean,
that's right.
No harm, no foul. I'm just saying, like, as far as style points goes, you didn't win the gold medal that
day. I just can't resist it. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to shut up. This is really hard for me. Ben, do you know the story of when we were at my house? I went to visit my mom, and I was there with a friend of ours, Kyle Horn, and me and Kyle were hanging out with my mom, and she wanted...
Quick question. Is Kyle Horn a listener to the show?
Maybe. I'm not sure. We told him about it, but I don't know if he ever has listened to it. He's never really told us. But anyway, so me and Kyle are there, and my mom wanted me to hang up this rack over her door so she could hang stuff from it, and I had to just, like... tap a nail in a couple times to put it up, but it was too high for her to do it. So then, anyway, this was when Chris was in Orville for a while. So Chris shows up at the house, and I'm like, you know, Mom, Chris is like, yeah, I live in Orville. And my mom said, oh, you're here in Orville now? And Chris is like, yeah. And she's like, she looks him dead in the eye and says, wow, that's great to hear. Now I know who to call when I need a big, strong man to come over to my house and tap something for me. Word for word. And she had the craziest look in her eye too. Like, she was so sexually charged at that moment. I don't think she knew what any of the stuff she said meant, but it seemed so awkward, and Chris did not know what to say because he was confused.
Yeah, Danny raced that story, but when she was saying it, she was talking slow, and she was looking like right in my eyes, and she had this smile on her face that looked like she didn't quite look like she was telling a joke. It looked like she was like really like she knew what that meant.
It really
and
did.
And she was like half serious.
No, I'm telling you, Ben, it was creepy.
Maybe she really did know what it meant, and she was playing the card of, hey, these guys think that I don't know what it means.
Me and Kyle ran out of the room laughing so hard. I couldn't believe that she said this. And we had to tell her, like, we were laughing at something else. I don't even remember how it ended, but...
The worst part is I couldn't laugh in her face. That's the hardest thing.
You could or you couldn't?
I couldn't. You couldn't, like, I wanted to laugh so bad that I couldn't. And plus, I was aroused.
See, I really can't shut up. You guys probably proved your point. I'll go back. I'm getting back out of it again. That was a great story that I didn't know if you'd ever heard.
I think I remember hearing that, but
you proved that you can stay out of the conversation for about 3 minutes, but then you need like 15 minutes recuperation.
Well, you want me to end this, or are you guys going to end this podcast?
Do you think that the 3 minutes where Danny didn't talk will win the Shoddy this year for best 3 minutes of the podcast? Best continuous 3 minutes of the podcast?
I think it's a strong runner. Well, you know, you might think my hammering skills are subpar, but you haven't seen how I screw.
All right, well, let's end the podcast with that. But I want to apologize to our podcast listeners and say that it's Skype's fault that we haven't been putting out any podcasts. Because I've been getting a lot of sort of emails and angry text messages and such. Basically just complaining, why haven't we been getting any podcasts like you guys promised and predicted
and at your New Year's resolution.
And I'm like, Sean, leave me alone.
You just stole my joke.
I know, I had to beat you to it. But the problem was we were having problems with Skype. We've tried a couple times and it hasn't worked. So we're back on the horse. And speaking of horses, did you guys hear the one?
Hey, remember that podcast we did about people who fuck horses?
All right, good night, Ben.
Good night.
Good night, Chris.